Somebody text me saying we're late.
Yeah, we are.
I just went live on my regular account just to, you mean, let everybody know and shit.
We are live. We are live right now. Here we go. Everybody's checking in.
What's going on?
Let me post this little link here for everybody. Tag you in it.
All right, cool. Now I'll repost that.
Cool. All right, what's going on? Here we are. We're late and we're live. You gotta love live live technology, live interviews. But you know, without our good friend Mr. Dan Pizzi and Next Home Brandywine, we wouldn't be live, we wouldn't be late, and we wouldn't be doing this. So go to nexthomebrandywine.com. They're located in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Dan Pizzi and his team of professional realtors, they provide guidance, knowledge, and information for all buyers and sellers. Like I said, go to nexthomebrandywine.com for details or to contact an agent. They do service Philly and the surrounding areas, or nationwide referrals are available because there is offices in 48 of the 50 states. So make sure you be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special or call them direct at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. And don't forget to tell them Totally Germ Radio, Germ, myself, we all sent you to nexthomebrandywine.com. Germ, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? By the way, it's my guy Dan Pizzi, not Pizzi. It's Pizzi. He told me to remind you. He was like, "Yo, if he says it like that, let him know it's Pizzi."
Good. So correct me about your name too. It's real Adele, right? Like Adelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, like Philadelphia is real Adele. Germ real Adele.
Nice, yeah, dude.
Man, having me on the show, bro. I'm excited right now. I'm excited as hell. Shout out to Dan, man. For fucking us up.
I'm always excited to talk to a Philly boy. I miss Philly. I do miss Philly.
Questions, bro. What you got?
So, all right. So let's go right into the whole Philly thing. Something I saw on Facebook was, where was it? Where you said something about like you love your city, but your city doesn't love you back.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Cause bro, like, all right. So like, I go to Florida, I go to Connecticut, even New York, and it's like people show me more love from where I'm not from. Like that's this is supposed to be the city of brotherly love, but right. It's not like that, bro. Like everybody hates on you. You'd be like, "Yo, I do music." All the people be like, "Yeah, my cousin does music," or some shit like that. It's never like, "Yeah, let's build." Like you go out of town and they show you a lot of love more than your own city. So that's why I wrote that.
Yeah, man, Philly's weird. That was the one thing like I really noticed. Like I'm more from like the rock and heavy metal community of Philly, and you know, I was part of that community for Christ. I'm going to show my age here, like, you know, 30 plus years. But, you know, I saw like a decline in that over the years, especially in the last 10 years, 15 years, where the support just wasn't there for the music community, man. I wanted to really talk to you about, like, because I don't know about, like, you know, the hip hop rap community of Philadelphia, what it's like. And I wanted to know, is it the same? Like, but it sounds like it's kind of the same as the rock community. Yeah, the support's not there.
Yeah, it's really like you get support. Like, it's so hard. You would get support from a total stranger, but okay. you won't get support from your brother or like people that know you, you know? That's the thing about Philly. Like, I think it's like more like, yo, like people just hate on each other. It's never like, yo, you're a good artist. It's like, yeah, you was all right. You know what I mean?
Right.
They say, like, if you can make it here, then you can make it anywhere. That's what they say, bro.
You know what? I've said that for years. Like, I used to be, I was a pro wrestler for many years, and they always said, like, Philly was the toughest crowd for pro wrestling. Yeah. I used to tell people all the time, just like Frank said, Mr. Sinatra himself, he used to say about New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I'm like, no, if you can make it to Philly, then you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, New York, they show love. Like, I was stranded in New York for 2 days. A guy let me stay at his house. He didn't know me from a can of paint. If you come to Philly, they're like, no, I don't know. They ain't happening, you know? So it's like, it's different vibes and different energy everywhere you go. But Philly, I love my city to death. Y'all know I love my city, but it's hard to get support.
It is, man. And you know, it's weird. Like, you know, like you said, like even trying to get support from your own friends and family on something you're working on is hard. And that's, you know, that was like a kind of an eye opener I've had, like, especially doing this show over the last 7-8 years. Like, And that's where I've come to realize where you can't truly depend on friends and family to support you on this. This is where you really need to make your own true fans. And then that's the true grind of this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I first started doing the music, that's all with that. The people that were there were like high school friends and stuff like that. My family, they supported, but not really. They didn't support heavily because they're like, oh, that's just germ, you know, other than a guy walking down the street like, yo, I like your music. That shit is dope. And they don't really know you, so they'll support you. But family members are more like, oh, yeah, that's germ. He did this shit 2 years ago. Like, they kind of like keep shit. You know, it's like you know, it's like they know you. So that's how I feel about family and friends support. And it's like a stranger will support you because they don't know you. They look at you like a star already.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So. That's funny. Now, how'd you get started in all this?
So I started doing music when I was like about 13 years old. I wrote to the Little Romeo beat, and I was like, yo, I want to be a rapper. And my cousin, DJ JT Nice, he's from Florida. He was a DJ. He doesn't do it anymore, but he sat down with me. I wrote my first song to like a Little Romeo beat. And I took off from there. I would just watch my cousins and my uncle sit in the studio and record other artists. And I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. And I just had a love for music ever since, man. And like, you know, I had a group. I've been doing music for like 10 years. I'm 27 right now for the ones who don't know. So I've been doing music for 10 years seriously. And yeah, that's how I got into it, man. Just watching like family members do it. And then I started dancing and I'm like, yo, I want to rap. So I just started rapping and it's just never left, man. It just grew a bigger love for it.
Now you say, you know, you've been doing this for like 10 years. At any point did you try doing like the boy band thing?
Well, not really a boy band. Well, I had my guy, his name is RF Timbo, and I was working with this female artist named Naya Red at the time. This is like 5-6 years ago. But I tried to bring us together and make us a team called Rilla Del Fanatics. So I'm driving Rilla Del, and we got the Rilla Del Fanatics. But like the thing about making a team is nobody's on the same page ever. Yeah,
it's tough.
If you look at every group, they break up at some point. They never stick together. And that's what went on. Like, I didn't do the boy band, but I did the group thing, and it never worked out because like nobody's on the same time, basically.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
And now is that why, like, I was going through like some old videos and stuff, and I saw like it seemed like for a while you were calling yourself Real Adele Fanatic.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I got the Real Adele Fanatics from, because I was Germ Rilla Del Fanatic, and then we were the Rilla Del Fanatics, like the group.
Okay.
And I had to cut that short. Another reason why I cut it short is because I would hit the stage and they'll be like, Germ Ronaldo. And I'll be like, yo, that's how you say my name. So I was like, all right, we're just going to cut it short. They still mess my name up to this day. But I figured if I just stay consistent and keep doing this music the way I'm doing it, that shit's going to stick out, you know?
Absolutely. You know? Now, what part of Philly are you from?
I'm from North Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from North Philly. I was raised around the Feltonville, Hunting Park, Junietta area.
Okay.
Yeah. I lived in Northeast Philly. I lived everywhere in Philly, but I was born and raised in North Philly.
Nice. Yeah. So now, that was like a lot of the videos that I was going through, and I'm saying, I guess was a lot of that stuff filmed in Philly or sort of some stuff in New York and all, but yeah. So yeah, what's that like when you get to film the stuff in Philly? I mean, it kind of gives you like a nice, cool feeling, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gives you, everybody's always sticking their head out. Yo, like one time I was shooting a video, a guy goes, yo, look at Eminem. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what the hell? So like, yeah, you get a lot of different reactions. You get a lot of people in Philly coming up to you. Yo, who are you? What are you doing out here? And stuff like that. But New York is a whole different vibe, bro. When I shot that, I shot Telling Lies. It's a song I did called Telling Lies. I shot that video in New York. Bro, when I was out there and my man had the camera on me, my director, it was like, I felt like I made it, bro. Like people were pulling out their cell phones, getting footage of me. Like I felt like I made it. They were wondering who I was. They were putting footage on Instagram. So it's like Philly, New York, two different types of vibes, you know?
Yep.
But it's always nice to shoot in my neighborhood or shoot from somewhere I am, like where I'm from and stuff like that, because, you know, it feels good to represent, you know?
Sure. That one of the videos I saw, which speaking of like representing in Philly, which looked so freaking cool, was I guess it was 2 years ago doing the Puerto Rican Day Parade in North Philly. I mean, dude, that was a huge crowd. It was hopping, man. I was like, holy shit, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest shows right there. I'm Latino. I'm Puerto Rican. Everybody thinks I'm white, but hey, I'll take it. I'm Puerto Rican, so it was definitely a blessing to be able to rock that stage. And I'm from around there, so a lot of people know who I am around there. But yeah, that was a lit situation, man. That was like one of my biggest shows in my career, like over 3,000 people. So
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was lit.
Now, like I was saying earlier on, like you know, with the scene in Philly for like hip hop and rap, is it like the rock scene? Like, is there clubs where you guys can go and perform? Or
Well, all right. So like in the city, all right. So in the urban area, that's where the hip hop goes down at. So they will have clubs that will do like open mics, or like they'll
put
out normal artists, like, or whatever. But mostly is inner city. Now in the outskirts, that's when you get the bands, you know, the rock bands, like the more suburban areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and the city is a lot of clubs, man. Ever since this COVID-19 thing happened, everything been shut down. But before, you can go Monday through Friday, you can go to a hip hop club and somebody's gonna be performing or doing a karaoke or open mic type of thing going on.
And how are do they draw nice crowds? Because I'm gonna say again, going back to the rock thing, the rock scene, it's kind of in.
It's a hit or miss. That's the thing. Like, in order for somebody to draw a nice crowd, they have to have a nice headliner or somebody that's known in the city or the neighborhood, wherever you're throwing the show. But if it's just an open mic, you won't get no more than 50 people. 50 people, not even, like, maybe like 20 people, you know? It's hard in Philly, man. It's hard in people. And it's hard because a lot of people want you to pay to play.
Yep.
So people are like, I'm not paying to perform, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't been on open mic in like probably like a year and a half. I've done open mics to the fullest because I'm like, somebody's gonna hear me and follow me, somebody's gonna like my shit, you know, even though I'm paying $5-$10 to perform.
But
now I'm at the point of my career, I'm like, man, I can't keep coming out of pocket. Like, I already come out of pocket a lot. Now I want, like, I'm thank God I'm going a nice fan base. People are willing to pay to come see me now. So
cool. Well, I mean, going back again then to the videos and all, I mean, your videos, and you've been putting music and videos out, like you said, for 10 years now. I mean, they're nice quality videos. I mean, you're putting a little bit of money into the videos too.
Yeah. I've been doing it independently for a while, man. I had one manager. I was signed to this one label, bad deal. They didn't do anything for me. So I just took it. I was like, man, if I really want to make it, I got to invest my own money. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I just started investing my own money. And as you see, if you look at a video from 7-8 years ago, you can see the quality difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, you see stuff got better. So I'm just learning, bro. I'm still a student to the game, and I'm just learning every day.
I mean, and honestly, dude, even the music, you can see, you know, the upswing and the quality of your music has grown tremendously over the years, man.
Thank you, bro. Thanks, bro.
Now, let me see. Going back, one thing I really noticed too that really stood out, like going through like your Facebook and stuff like that. You're like a dude who you're like a positive dude. Like, you're sharing positivity every freaking day, which I love. And I mean, there was even one thing I saw you were out like helping feed the homeless and stuff. So I mean, like, you're out there like spreading love and everything, not just to the city, but to trying to spread it to the world.
It took me a long time to get there, you know, because like I was a negative person at once. I had to go through a lot to get to where I'm at right now. So like, I'm 27, I'm young, there's a lot of youth around me, I see people look up to me, so it's like, why not try to get them to think like I think, you know, because I used to think how they thought.
Sure.
I'm like, it didn't get me nowhere. And it's like, all right, so how can I change somebody's life if they know I'm an artist, but what can I say or think, little things that I can post to get somebody to think, going thinking from negative to positive, you feel me? So that's what I'm on. I'm about spreading peace and love, you know? And I just want my music to speak for what it is. And I just want to change, like, I make a love song, man. You know how many people are heartbroken out there? That cuckoo song I just dropped, you know how many people are going through that right now? Those lyrics really touched home. And it's like, that's why I do it, because I went through that at one point, and I know somebody's going through that shit too. So it's like, that's why I get so hyped about music, because like, I'm telling my story and I'm telling their story at the same time.
I'm going to say right now, I can see right now, like, as you're talking about, like, your whole face and even your eyes just lit up when you start talking about your music. You start talking about Cuckoo and you're like, you got all lit up.
Yeah, man, I get passionate over it because, like, man, that's why I never stop. People still wonder, Jerm, you still making music, bro? You ain't going nowhere, blah, blah. They say I get a lot of negative responses and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's all about, do you have a love for it?
You have to love
it. That's where it just, yo. All right, so I took a break from doing music for about a year, and it ate me. Every day it ate me alive. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It kept eating me alive. So it's like, I got to keep doing it, man. I'm very passionate about it.
During that time, were you still writing, or did you just take a complete break from it?
Well, I always, yo, I can show you my phone, bro. I write every day, and I never use it. That's the crazy thing. Like, I just write. It's just like a hobby. Maybe I need to go in the archives and get some writings out, but I just write, man. That's all I do. I just write every day. Nice. So, like, I didn't take a stop. I always kept doing it, but I wasn't as active as I am now.
So let's talk about the Cuckoo song, like the new song, the new video. It's out there. First thing I got to ask is, did you write that about anybody special? Was it something you went through? Did.
Yeah. I ain't saying no names. But yeah, I went through that with the girl like 3 relationships ago. So I went through that with this girl. I was dating her for about a year and 3 months. And yeah, them lyrics, just, that's the thing, man. Like, it really came from the heart. And I didn't, the best songs just flow out of me easily. Like, I don't have to sit there and think. So, like, I really was feeling that at that time. But I didn't drop the song till 6 months later. So it's like, yeah. So, but I don't know. I've definitely felt that way. Like, I wrote that. Everything that I write, that's why my name is Jerm Real Adele, because I try to keep it real in every song. So that's like, if people don't like my music, I don't care, because it's 100% real. And I really felt that way, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that Cuckoo song was 100% facts.
Now, do you think they know it's about them?
But the girl don't know English. She don't know English, so even if she did hear it,
she wouldn't know.
She's from the island, yeah. She wouldn't even know what I was saying. All she probably could do is watch the video and see what I'm going through, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Name like a couple songs. Like, if I got an album out, if you just name the songs, I could think it's different relationships I was in that made me write those songs. It's crazy. And I could remember each song, bro. Like, some of the songs I could remember where I was when I wrote that verse. Like, that's how I really was. Awesome. Yeah.
How about the videos? I mean, you got these videos, and you always got this nice little hot girl with you. Are they girls that could be songs, future songs? You're right, or are they friends?
Keep business and pleasure separate.
There you go.
When it comes to business, my director, I hire a girl, or it could be one of my model friends that wants to get out there, and I'll just give them a shout. Like, fuck it, you're pretty. Come in my video, you know. I had one ex in a video, but you could just see her butt cheeks. She was in a thong. Yeah, that was like four or five years ago. So yeah, I never really put them in a video, because it's like, I go back and my family watches myself. I go back and watch myself. I don't want to see her face again.
Yeah. Oh man. I saw all over, you know, not only your singer, songwriter, producer as well.
Yeah.
So do you have a studio set up? Do you work with a bunch of other artists?
I work with a bunch of artists worldwide. Like, reach out to me all the time to collab. If I like their music and they got a following, I'm with it. It's not all about the money. So as far as it comes to recording, I go to Milk Boy. It's a professional studio. Yeah. In Philly, or I go to a spot in Norristown. I got a little, like, this is my little spot right here. If you can see, like, I got a little microphone right there. I play the piano. I got a couple laptops right here. Like, it's nothing major, but I do record and just mess around in here. And then I'll take the WAV files and go to the studio somewhere professional. Okay. Where it's better, you know?
Cool. Now, how about take Cuckoo, for instance, the new single. When you get it out there, do you start hearing from people around the world? Does that kind of like freak you out? Like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just a boy
from Philly.
Yeah. So it's like, in the beginning, it used to freak me out. Like, whoa, like, yo, I'm about to be famous. And now I was like, all right. Like, now it's just regular. But yo, I get DMs on Instagram from Africa, the UK, people that heard my music. Cause my music's everywhere. It's on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. So it's everywhere. So yeah, I do get DMs, and that builds me. I feel so good about that. That's what keeps me going, the fans, honestly. That's what keeps me going.
Nice. That's awesome. Now, how about you do acting as well?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I don't act anymore. Like, if somebody hits me up for a gig, I'll do it. But as far as acting, nah, I haven't been doing it because like I was in this this web series called The Book of Nimrod.
Okay.
Long story short, when we first started, zero fans, nobody liked it. We won the Philadelphia Film Festival. A week later, the director that shot it, Carla P. Morales, she passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, like it was gonna be big, bro. And we worked on that project for 3 years until people started catching on to it. But yeah, she passed away, and that kind of I didn't give up on it, but that kind of like was like, all right. I just fell back from it. I'm like, let me just focus on my music.
Right.
Because another thing that acting, people are just coming up. They don't want to pay you. So I'm like, I can't make no money off this right now. And I'm like, it's either acting or the music. I can do both, but you got to pay the bills.
So, well, I mean, it's hard to make money in music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to sell music today. I mean, you got to do performances. And with a pandemic going on, there's no performances. No
performances, yeah.
So what do you do?
Basically, just put – right now, I've just been dropping music. Just drop music. I'm working on merchandise right now. So, like, how can we make some revenue off of it? You feel me?
Right,
so I've been putting all my stuff on Spotify, iTunes, and stuff like that because every time you get a stream, that's money.
Yeah. You know?
So that's what I've been doing, just trying to monetize my work, basically. I'm waiting to get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube so we can monetize that. So
nice.
I'm just looking at it like a business, looking at it in the music, also the talent, but also in the business aspect.
Right. Yeah, that's what you got to do. It becomes all about, not only about the music, but it's now going to be about the Germ brand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I know so many artists, man, their music, not to downplay nobody, but their music really isn't that good, but they got a crazy big following. That's mm-hmm. That's when marketing comes into play. That's when a business really comes into play. Anybody can make it. It's about who you know and what are you marketing? Are you promoting the right way?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I realized in the music industry. It's not really about the music. It's about your image also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. And then it becomes, the thing that's really, I was thinking about this just the other day. You take like a Jay-Z or a Rihanna, who huge fucking massive stars, and then they start doing all these business ventures, and then it's kind of like the music is, it's not even secondary anymore, it's like third or fourth or in line. Like they have so many other business ventures that they're worried and focused about because they're making so much freaking money off of it.
Right. And one day hopefully that could be me. I could be in that position because I got a lot of ideas. I want to make clothes. I want to make my own sneaker brand. I'm a sneaker brand. So, like, yeah, once I get in the industry, man, I'm going to branch off definitely. But music is always going to be in my heart, man.
Nice. Yeah. So now, have you put out – is it just singles you've been putting out? Or have you ever put, like, a whole full-length album out? Or
I never put a full-length album out, but I do have, like, it's like an album / mixtape because it's not – the whole project isn't original, so I don't call it an album. Most of the songs are original, but some ain't. So I just put it on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube, and it's called Lost Love. That's like a full body of work, 14 songs that you can listen to from number 1 to 14.
Wow.
Yeah, but as far as right now, I'm just putting singles on that original music that I can sell on iTunes and Spotify and all of that. That's why it's just only about 5 songs on there.
Okay.
I'm getting active, man. I've been working. I plan on – that's the goal, to make original music, because we can't make no money off songs that we're, like, remixing and stuff like that.
Right.
And, like, that's what I want. I just want other artists to learn from me also. So that's what I'm saying. Is you're probably like, why is he saying this? But I don't care.
No, I get it.
I just got to keep it real, you know?
Believe me, I get it, dude. Believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now? So you have the Cuckoo out there. You're promoting that. You're pushing that.
I'm working on an EP.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on an EP. I would say the name, but I'm not sure if I want to go with the name. But yeah, I'm working on an 8-song EP. It's just going to be 8 tracks on there, all original. Maybe like a few produced by me, a few produced by this producer I've been working with from London. And yeah, that's what we're working on, a nice little EP. Heartbeat, it's like a Heartbeats in 808. It's like basically R&B love songs.
Nice.
Are
you going to put out, I want to see a video for every song.
That was the plan. Like, I used to do that, and it's like I kind of found myself wasting time on songs that people don't really like. So now I just ask the people, what do y'all like? What song should I shoot a video for? And that's what I ask. I ask around, and those are the songs that I shoot videos for when, like, it's in high demand. Nice. But yeah, yo, I used to like a song and I shoot the video, like, yeah. And everybody's like, no, that's not the one, bro. so I just kind of ask people, like, what's your input? And once I get a lot of feedback on what song I should do, that's when I drop the video.
Nice. Yeah. Now, with Cuckoo, though, you were immediately shooting a video for that scene.
Yeah, because that song I already knew. Like, I played it for my cousins. I played it for a couple friends. And I'm like, that's the one. So I just was like, if you watch the video, it doesn't have as many scenes as my other videos do. That was kind of a quick video. I shot it in North Carolina. It was real.
Okay.
Got straight to the point. But Cuckoo, I didn't ask for no feedback. I already knew that was the one. But when I put out a large body of work like the EP, I definitely want to just put the EP out and get their reaction. And then I'll be like, oh, they like that one. Basically, I just look at the analytics. And once I look at the analytics, and that's when I'll target.
Now, eight songs, dude, that's almost a full length. Why not just go two more and go completely full length? Go into that archive on your phone.
Yeah, I know, and that's the crazy thing. I got a lot of songs that I could just throw in the mix, but I realize the people's attention span is so short. If they see 10 songs, that'll throw their mind off. Oh,
I'm oh yeah.
If they see eight, they're like, all right, they can listen to eight songs, you know? So it's like, that's what I look at. I just want the people to listen, because I'm realizing, like, people just want something quick and fast.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the absolute truth.
So that's why I just say
eight songs. How about go four and four? Double EP, two EPs.
See, that's the thing. Like, that sounds like a great plan. But, like, I feel like when you're pushing something by yourself, like me, like, I'm not with your label no more. So it's just me. I don't want to flood people too much, you know? I just want to get straight to the point. Yo, these are the eight songs. This is where you can check them out. I feel like if I put four and then four, they're probably like, which ones to listen to? You know, I don't want to go crazy. I just want to keep it as simple as possible. But that's a good idea, though, man. If I had like a big team of people helping, but it's not like that right now.
That's the thing. Yeah, well, like, all these people over here commenting, we got to build the team for Germ. You know, we got to keep this shit real over here, like he's doing. Get the team going. Get the sneakers going. I want a pair of size 12.
right.
And ship mine with a freaking cheesesteak. I'm dying for a cheesesteak down here.
Oh, man. I got to send you one, bro.
Yo. Actually, there's a guy. I haven't got to him yet, but he's from Philly. He's from North Philly, I think. And he opened a cheesesteak place here. It's a Philly thing. And his are like the only things that look like real cheesesteak. But everybody else, I don't know where their head is. Why does everybody think there's freaking green peppers on a cheesesteak? Like, I'm going to bitch slap these people.
No, what you usually get on your cheesesteak?
Oh, come on. Fried onions and whiz with ketchup.
Yeah, I get fried onions, salt, pepper, and ketchup.
There you go.
Mayonnaise or whatever. Yeah, that's the best cheesesteak. But I got to check that out. I never heard of that spot.
Yeah. So, all right. So, again, let's go back to this pandemic. You know, things are starting to open up a little. Things are starting to close down a little. You know, everybody's going crazy. What are you going to do? What are you doing?
What have I been doing since the pandemic started?
Yeah.
All right. So I learned how to play the ukulele. That blew people out the water. They was like, what the fuck? Like, they see me playing the ukulele. Like, they. So I wrote two songs playing a ukulele, which I plan on going to the studio and recording. I learned how to play John Legend, All of Me on the piano. I learned how to play, what's his name? Anthony Hamilton. I learned how to play that song. It'd be like, woke up this morning, finally. Whatever. That's a great song, bro. You gotta listen to it. But yeah, I've just been learning stuff, man. I've been painting. Like, I got a couple little paintings up there that I've been working on.
Nice.
Back there. And I just been networking and reaching out to other businesses and other small artists like myself that's trying to do something independently. And that's all I've been doing, man, just learning. I've been praying a lot, too.
Hey, how about that? Like, when you reach out to other artists, is it usually pretty receptive or people kind of stand off?
That's the thing. Like, before I reach out to an artist, I kind of do my homework. I look at what he posts. I look at the captions that he uses and stuff. You know what I mean? Because, like, sometimes, like, yo, I got left on scene a lot of times. Like, yo, let's collab. And they'll just read it, never say nothing back. A lot of artists will get back to me and try to charge me for a feature. But I'll go for the most, I'll look at their page, and if I feel like they're genuine like me, then usually we just like, yo, all right, well, we think, how can we make money off of it, you know? I like working with artists that have a business mind state of it. Because everybody just wants a quick dollar. Like, yo, give me $1,000 for a verse. Instead of saying, how about we do a song together, and we go 50-50 when we put it out on a platform or whatever. You get 50%, I get 50%.
Right. You know?
So right. Like, I reach out to most of the artists that I feel like they are genuine like me and they will reach out. But yeah, mm-hmm. I get left on scene all the time, bro. I just don't even pay no mind to it. I just keep right. it moving.
Absolutely. Nice. So, all right. So where should we send everybody to keep up to date with you to get the music?
They can just follow me on Facebook, Jermaine Liddell, or follow me on Instagram. It's right here. As you see down low in the box, it says at Jermaine Liddell. You can follow me on Instagram. Also, everything is at Jermaine Liddell, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got a fan page that's Jermaine Liddell Fanatic. They can follow that. And yeah, man, everybody that reaches out to me is no Hollywood over here. I'll get right back to you. I shine, we shine, and I really appreciate the support. That's what keeps me going.
Nice. Now, somebody in here said that you have a podcast too, a dope podcast.
Yeah, I do, man. It's called the Epidemic Podcast. I run that with my boy DJ Chris, Burke Street Entertainment. I met Chris at work, and he was a cool dude. He went to Temple for broadcasting.
So oh, cool.
We got 7 episodes out right now. It's called the nice. Epidemic Podcast. You can watch it on YouTube. Yeah, cool. It's just me and my boy going in on daily news, sports, my music, just basically bullshit, you know. But it's just awesome. It's great to listen to. Just
nice.
Giving gems, you know, just talking shit, busting it up.
Now, what do you think about the whole sports thing, trying to do everything without no fans in the stands?
I don't think that's going to work because I feel like, yo, the fans make everything. Like, the fans make everything. That's the vibe. When you go into a stadium, what do you hear?
Damn. Yeah.
Fans going crazy. So it's like, if it's not there, I don't think that quarterback's going to, like, feel the vibe and feel the energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who are we playing for?
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I don't think that's a good idea, man. I think everything should just chill out until this COVID thing is done and just get back to regular life. I feel like I believe in God heavy, man. I feel like we're supposed to figure out our talents. What do we always want to do?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
All the businesses that we want to do, the time is now. That's how I feel.
Absolutely. Once this whole thing happened, that's exactly it. Like, it was like, it's time to strike now. It's time to really push those dreams and those goals and follow them. And like you said, pray to God every day and keep following those dreams and make it happen. Time to make shit happen.
Yep. We got a lot of time on our hands. So why not put it into what we like to do? Yo, I'll go to work every day. So I work for the ones that don't know, I work with autism kids for a living.
Okay.
So, every time I get out of work, man, I be down because music is on my mind. I want to make music. I want to do the Rolling Loud shows. It's like, what am I doing here? Ever since this pandemic happened, that really opened my mind. Like, yo, we should be doing what we're called to do.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
That's how I feel. So it's like, yo, if the world opens up in September, because they say schools are open in September, I'm like, time is ticking. What do I do?
I know.
Do I follow my dreams and be broke for a couple months? It's so hard, man, but that's when prayer comes and you ask for guidance and God will fucking show you the way.
I'm with you. As a matter of fact, when we're done, I'm going to go pray because I need – I haven't prayed yet today. I got to do some prayers.
Cool. You don't got to pray every day, bro. God knows who you are, bro. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What's in that red cup is what I want to know. Is that Hennessy?
Yo, nah. I can't go that hard, man. I'll be saying all this crazy shit about Pinot de Grigio, a little bit of wine. Give me a little open, nice. You feel me?
I hear you.
How about what you like to drink?
Today, it's going to be a bottle of wine. I got a bottle of Rignuniti Lambrusco chilling in the fridge right now.
Wow, where's that from? Italy?
Rignuniti? Yeah, sure.
Sounds like some shit from
Lambrusco is my favorite. It's like a sparkling wine, but it's good.
I gotta try that. Yeah,
chill
I'm a Pinot Grigio, maybe Moscato if I'm drinking wine. Other than that, I'm a Jack Daniel and Coke type of guy.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, hey, man, this was great talking to you. Much love, much support for you. Love you. Love Philly. And, dude, make it. Break on through.
Yeah, man. We got love for you, too. Bae, appreciate you having me on the show. Shout out to my guy, Dan Peasy, for putting me on the show. It's all peace and love, bro. We're going to work and we're going to stay connected.
How the hell do you know Dan is what I want to know.
I know Dan because he's the number one realtor in America. Nah.
Next home, Brandywine.com.
Right. Nah, I know Dan because I work with his son. I told you I work with special needs kids, and that's how I got. It's about who you know, bro. That's what I was saying. So I link with Dan and his son. I started working with his son, and I just tell everybody, yo, I do music. You mean I tell everybody I got promoted. And he's like, yo, I got a friend named Bay Ragney, blah, blah, blah. You should be on this show. I was like, reach out to him. And then I don't think he reached out to you, but then I hit you up on Facebook, and I let him know, like, yo, I hit him up. He's like, I'm reach out to him, too. And
yeah, man.
Got this shit
it's funny. Like, he sent me a text about it, and for some reason, I didn't have his number in my phone. I'm like, who the hell is this? He's like, it's Dan. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely,
bro.
Dude.
I love your energy, bro. I appreciate the vibe.
Back at you, man. Back at you.
About this, and I'll keep supporting you. You support me, and shout out to everybody that tuned in, man. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all know I shine, we shine.
That's it.
Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing.
All of Philly and all of I see a bunch of my Delco peeps in there commenting. From I'm originally from Upper Darby, but my family is all South Philly. Man, much love to you all, man. I miss you all. I'm down here in Nashville, but I still, you know, Philly is always in my heart.
Right, bro. You gotta come visit one of these days, man.
Oh, I will. I will. When I do, you know, we're going to some cheesesteaks, and I'll just do one Jack Daniels. I'm more of a Jaeger guy.
Bro, I'll take you to you like Pat. You ever had Pat's cheesesteaks?
Of course.
All right, yeah. So you had Steve's. Yeah, you had all the basics, right?
Yeah,
but
of course.
Maybe you can show me some shit then.
There you go. There you go. We'll hook it up.
All right, cool. Thanks,
all right, man. Thanks, right, everybody, for tuning in. Jerm, thanks so much. Take care and check him out. Get the Cuckoo single and everything else this boy does, because he's got love for you. So love him back.
Hey, yeah, let's get it. All right, bro.
All right, man. Take care.